Thanks for tuning in to WNRN today. I'm Amber Hoback and very excited to have a guest with us today in studio. Hello, Mark Broussard.
Hi, Amber. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure, truly. I've been listening to your music for over 20 years, so nice to finally meet you in person. And we'll talk about the new album, what's coming out in the future this year. And before we get into the details, I want to let everyone know that's listening that you have an opportunity to see Mark live tonight in Charlottesville at the Jefferson Theater. Doors are at 7, show kicks off at 8, and to kick off our time in studio, would you mind starting with a song?
No, I don't mind at all. This is a song that I wrote for my beautiful wife. We celebrate 26 years together this year. My old high school sweetheart put up with my lame butt for 26 long years, so a song is the least I could do.
I'm starting to believe this is all a dream of someone playing tricks on me. I take no comfort or relief in playing out the scene, but love's no guarantee. I fall in for your beautiful face, and I never ever could replace you, girl. I'm hoping that it turns out true, so I can try to give to you the world. Wanna give you the world, wanna give you the sun and the moon, wanna gather up all of the flowers, say a million. Stars up one by one, take great care to leave none. When it gets dark, baby, I'll come run. Share my coat, share my home, this is where you belong. You never gotta be alone. Wanna give you the world, wanna give you the sun and the moon. Say a million I love yous, I want your love. Wherever you may go, baby, all I really need you to know, I wanna give you my word, wanna give you my word.
That's Mark Broussard live at WNRN. That song, Give You the World, on the new album, Time is a Thief.
Yes,
tell
ma'am.
Us about that album.
I was sitting on a batch of material back in 2018, and I wanted to work with this particular guy who is notoriously difficult to get in touch with, a guy named Jeremy Most, Jay Most. And I told my manager, find Jay Most. So we searched for 2 years and could not track this guy down. And so I called the next best option, which is no second fiddle to Jay Most, a dear friend of mine that I've known for a very long time, Eric Krasno. Eric is most famous for a band of his called Soul Live, but he's a founding member of the band Lettuce, and he's done a ton of production work that I love all of it. So I call him in March of 2020, said, look, I'm sitting on this batch of material I think you should produce. But before we just jump into that, I think you and I should try to write together just to get the juices flowing, working together, and rounding off the edges of this project. About a week later, we had an entirely new record.
Fast.
Yes, very fast. He would just send me demos, really high-quality instrumental demos, and I'd sit in my home office and write. But because of the pandemic, we kind of postponed things. And so we finished up two of the tracks and released those, I want to say, in 23, maybe? But it wasn't until September of 24 that I was going to go. No, sorry. We released those two singles in 22. 23 September, I'm all set to go out to Los Angeles mm-hmm. and record my final vocals. But I'm a little older and a little wiser now, so I don't want to waste time, and I want to make sure that he had a very, you know, good, clear plan of action. So I called him about 2 weeks before I was set to go out there, and he assured me, no, I've got it, you know, X, Y, and Z. Got a very solid plan. So I said, all right, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And right as we're hanging up, he says, oh, by the way, J-Mos is out here. Do you want me to see if he wants to work with us?
It happened.
And I said, what do you mean out here? And he says, yeah, he's been living in my guest bedroom for the last 4 months while he looks for a place to live out here. And I'm like, yeah. And he texts me about 5 minutes later telling me that J-Mos was going to work with us. And I cried like a baby, man. Not so much that it was like the fulfillment of a dream, but just that the universe was kind of winking and smiling at me and saying, we got you, buddy. Don't worry about it. So it was an amazing project to work with those two guys on. They played everything. They played drums, keys, guitars. We only outsourced horn for the title track, Time is a Thief, for a horn solo. They sang a bunch of the background vocals with me as well. So it was a very tight-knit little group that was able to accomplish quite a bit.
Well, congratulations on it all coming together when you needed it. The new album, Time is a Thief, has been out since last September. On tour right now tonight, a stop in Charlottesville at the Jefferson Theater, and taking some time for WNR, and we're really grateful ahead of that show this evening to get to learn more about this release. And, you know, you also mentioned that you might have some more music coming out in 2025. What's going on with your next project?
Yeah, so in the spring of 23, I put out a record called SOS4. For those unfamiliar, we put out these covers records every few years to raise money for charitable causes that I'm passionate about. And for SOS4, I partnered with a dear friend of mine, Joe Bonamassa, to make a blues album. And we had so much fun doing it that we decided to do another, this time all original. I actually wrote everything with Joe's bass player, who's one of my longtime best friends. He was my first sideman, a guy by the name of Calvin Turner. Same scenario, Calvin would send me an instrumental demo, and I would sit in my office and write and send him back a vocal. And we wrote everything in 3 days, which is a record for me. I normally don't work that fast, but I feel like the past few years my pen is stronger than ever. And so writing for the blues isn't necessarily the most difficult job either. There's some stuff that wouldn't necessarily qualify as blues. That's a little more liking to what I've been doing for 20 years. But overall, I think it's a phenomenal album, and I can't wait to get it out there. You'll be able to hear one or two of the songs from that album tonight if you come on out.
Oh, right on. And do you have a large ensemble performing with you tonight? Any horns?
No horns, no, but we do have a 5-piece band that is smoking. It's been, you know, quite a journey. COVID sort of put the kibosh on the band that I had for a very, very long time, combined with the unfortunate passing from breast cancer of my guitar player's wife. So he got off the road. My drummer of 20 years got off the road to take a job in construction. And my then bass player also got off the road to go work with Trombone Shorty. So I had, you know, from 2020 on, I've gone through about 6 drummers and 2-3 bass players. And it's been a journey to find the guys that I have now. Luckily, they're all extremely qualified. So bring in dancing shoes.
All right. All right. You heard it. Dancing tonight. The Jefferson Theater. The doors are at 7. The show's at 8. There is an opener. You can find more details on the Jefferson Theater's website in Charlottesville. And, you know, Mark, I rarely can pinpoint the exact first moment I heard an artist, but with you, it's a very distinctive memory in my mind. Bonnaroo, I believe 2003,
oh, wow.
They had a sampler. When you get to the farm, they give you a CD sampler of artists you're going to experience the weekend during Bonnaroo. And We put that into the CD player back when CD players were in cars. And I heard Home for the first time. Nice. And it's been one of my favorite songs since then.
Oh, very cool.
And I'm sure you hear this a lot from fans and probably your most requested. So if I can I request you sing Home?
Yeah, of course. I love this song. I wouldn't have a career without this song. And more importantly, I co-wrote it with my father. So it's nice that he gets to earn a little coin every year from this song for the last 20 plus, so here goes. Whoa. This guitar isn't great for Home, but we'll try. Rolling down the road, going over that guitar packed in the trunk. Somewhere around my marker 112, I started humming a funk. Got a drone in my bones before I know we were singing this melody. Stopped the car, pulled out the guitars, having a New Orleans. So take me home. Take me home. Could feel the sun about to rise when I realized we had nothing to fear. Just me and my daddy and a kid named Coleman, and you, nobody but him. Sun lit up and split the night, spilling over our jubilee. 10,000 calls by the side of the road, going far as the eye can see. So take me home. I said, take me home, come on, take me home. Well, now won't you just come on, come on, take me home. Sitting this greyhound is still to bow, my baby boy done finally found. Sitting this greyhound is still to bow, my baby boy done finally found a way home. Come on, take me home, take me home. Like I was swimming in the sea of soul. Sun was rising, the day was hot, and we all gonna lose control. Daddy turned his face to the water sky, and I knew that there was nothing to lose. Felt the crowd breathing and closed my eyes as we disappeared into the groove. Take me home, come on home. From the water, straight from the water, children, straight from that bayou water, straight from the water, children. You don't know nothing about this. Take me home.
Mark Broussard, live at WNRN. Thanks. That was so great to hear live.
You got it.
Yeah. All right. So home for you. Still Louisiana?
Oh, yeah. I never left. I live right across the street from my parents.
Love that.
On the street that I grew up on. So I've lived, out of my 43 years on earth, I think I've lived on that street for 40 of them.
I'd love to hear that. How special.
Yeah.
And currently on tour for the new album, Time is a Thief. Tonight, if you'd like to see Mark Broussard live, you have an opportunity in Charlottesville. He'll be taking the stage at the Jefferson Theater. doors are at 7, shows at 8. There's an opener. And tell me right now about Time is a Thief for you. What are you really looking forward to fitting in while you still have time?
That's a good question. I'd like to live near the beach or on the beach. That would be very nice. The wife and I really have set that as a priority. I'd like to see my grandkids, hopefully some great-grandkids. My kids are getting older. We have a 22-year-old son, a 19-year-old son, a 17-year-old daughter, and a 13-year-old daughter. And
you were busy.
We were very busy, yes. Yeah, we started very early, and I mean, I had all four by the time I was 29 years old. Other than that, you know, I just want to be healthy and happy. And so far, I'm pretty happy. The healthy is a little different story, but we're getting there.
These bodies aren't mental assets, that's for sure. Thanks so much for spending time for us today, Mark. It was great to have you in studio. Time is a Thief is the new album. Songs from that and hopefully more. Congrats on the next project with Joe Bonamassa. We can't wait to hear it. And thank you for being here. I want to give a thank you to everyone in this room as well. Behind the scenes on video photography, Mike Lynn and Matt. Producing our sound today, engineering is Ben. Thank you so much to our WNRN members and underwriters. Their support makes sessions like this with Mark Broussard today possible. For WNRN, I'm Amber Hoback. Thanks so much for listening.